morning, Mr. President.
Well, how's your morale today?
Well, my morale is fine. I'm just scrambling, trying to get some additional people up to Pennsylvania to handle the Carlucci PR. I guess the we've had some fellas up there that apparently...
Yeah, I told them to sue that.
Apparently shot their bull a bit.
Well, I don't know. I think the problem is more the case that you have the ordinary PIO fellow from Lincoln's office and the rest, and they just aren't up to a job. You know, they just get out press releases. And...
Well, we had a team up there for a while, but I think what happened was when things began to settle back down, I think we pulled them out. But I'm trying to find that out right now because I know we did have a hell of a...
Oh, we did have a team?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's become of it then?
I don't know. I'm trying to find that out right now, but we did have...
Who was in charge?
Well, Des Barker in my office was kind of running it out of the White House.
Yeah.
And for several weeks, we were getting pretty good results, but I think it...
And then what happened?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, with Carlucci there, we definitely have to give him the backup on the PR side. He'll do a hell of a job, but somebody's got to be there to give him the backup on the PR side.
Well, I just talked to Haldeman, and I'm going to find out what's happened to it, and if we need someone else, I'll send someone from my own office up. There's one fellow up there that I have who can handle that very, very effectively.
Good.
We'll get it done. And
well, it'll be done well, I'm sure.
We
just have to get the team up there.
I had a long talk with Mel Laird yesterday, and Mel is going to tee off on him on Tuesday down in Miami. He said if you just plant the right questions at the press conference, he said I'll nail him on the Ramsey Clark thing, and he said I'll nail him on the... I'll nail Shriver on, because he said I briefed him during 1969, and he said he just thought our Vietnamization program was great.
Yeah.
And he said I'd love to take these fellows on. So,
right. Good.
Mel also, I talked to him about the no draft goals point that you made, Mr. President. He's got a report apparently that's over to you that I'm going to break loose if for some reason we can't. And he then wants to have a major press conference the week after the convention and talk about the end of the draft and. Zero draft calls and all volunteer army, and then kind of make that a major theme along with the necessity for a strong defense to keep us number one.
The point is that isn't going to get the we aren't going to tell him this, but it will not get the credibility if he does it because he has danced around it so often before committees. If we decide to do that, and I'm going to have to make an announcement on it, and then he'll have to follow up on it.
I see. All right.
That's the way it's going to be. So don't encourage him too much to say anything. You know what I mean? Mel will take it and run with it, and it'll spoil it before we get to it.
Okay. Well, I can.
It's just the main thing. You just keep it right where it is.
I can do that.
He shouldn't do it. You see, he's testified before Hebert and the rest that he has doubts about the all-volunteer army, and then he said, "Well, the draft's going to end. That isn't going to end." So his record's a little mixed. In other words, he'll do the right thing, but he isn't going to be believed right at this point.
But he can
follow up on it dramatically after we nail it down. But I don't tell him my plan to do anything. Just say that. Well, let's just see what we can do, and then we'll get a PR plan, which we can do it. But don't leak it out. Let's hit it hard after Labor Day. Save it till about the 15th of September.
I thought about saying that to him because the timing actually in the last week in August is not very good.
No, the 15th of September is the time. We have to be after Labor Day. We want to so it can be a good issue that can go then. That's what we want to do.
That was, I had that gut instinct talking to him, and then I figured
it's too early. It's too early.
He knew something I didn't, but
no.
And he sounds like he's campaigning himself, right?
He's great. He's funny. They're all, and Rogers, too. Rogers is doing great.
Oh, Bill is, because he's walking on the clouds after his show on Friday.
Well, and then, of course, I think perfectly right for McGovern to take him on, and noticed he took a little slap at him. And
fine.
Did you see that post?
I did.
What do you call
fearmongers, wasn't it?
Or something.
Frightmongers.
Well, Bill ought to be, that ought to irritate him a little.
Well, Bill's got another crack at him tomorrow. Bill is going to be in Miami and testifying and then there's a press conference and Rogers on Tuesday so the two of them can
that's the stuff.
Can respond once more. And then
good.
I talked to Kissinger last night. He feels that perhaps at that point, after that's done, that Ziegler should simply step forward and say, well, we're just not going to allow these fellows to use spurious statements of rewriting of history to drag out a ridiculous debate like this.
Right.
Maybe we should step in.
continue to debate it too much, it then creates a doubt in the public mind, you know,
that's right.
Charge and countercharge. I understand that.
That's right.
The only point is you couldn't let it lie there without hitting it.
Oh, no.
And otherwise, then the charge is never answered.
That's right.
Well, now the charge has been answered, and that's it.
I think we've very effectively answered it. Imagine dragging out Harriman and Vance. My God, they really are desperate to dig up this.
Well, I don't think they have all that much stroke in the country.
I don't either. And talked to Cabot Lodge last night.
But he got on the calling dial. Hey, he was on the radio or television late show last night or something.
Yes, we got a statement out of him last night.
That's good.
And when I talked to him, he got very angry over it. And,
mm-hmm.
Now, he's told me today that he will allow the two networks to come out to his house in Beverly Farms and interview him. And mm-hmm. So we may get...
Good, have him do it.
We might get Lodge.
Just nailing it, that's all. And then we'll leave or go.
Well, Lodge will say that when I took over in January of 1969, that these fellows never gave me any indication of anything like this. And he's got a marvelous line. He said, I used to occasionally brief Sarge, but he said, I wouldn't, obviously I couldn't tell him any more than I would tell newspaper men.
That's true.
Yeah, it kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of puts him down a bit.
Yeah, that's good.